In a world where tropes in TV and film are run rampant, two men stand... Oh, hi, sorry about that. Jim here, one half of the Trope Stormers podcast. Along with Chris Jeeves, my good friend and co-host, we storm tropes so you don't have to. We take your favourite stories and look to see if the story beats in it are good, utopian, or bad, dystopian. And we decide, with your help, whether they make our Hall of Fame. So, why don't you subscribe? Give us a try and find us on Twitter and Facebook at Trope Stormers, and get in touch with the podcast at tropestormers@gmail.com. Abandon all trope, all ye who enter. The following is a clip from our latest pod, where we talk the best British baddies.
A trope in and of itself in Hollywood, or in films in general, is you've kind of got to have the card-carrying villain who is always quintessentially British. I don't know what it is, but we do bad guys good. You need a villain, get a Brit. Or just get someone and make them British, but do a really awful Dick Van Dyke Cockney accent, or London accent, or some rubbish like that. Who was the guy that was in Ocean's 11 who was... tried to be British and he wasn't any good at it?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, oh God, that's awful. He even does like Cockney rhyming slang. It's just, oh, it just makes me cringe.
Yeah, it made Dick Van Dyke look like Ray Winston.
Yeah. He did. But I mean, I've got a list here. I'm just going to rattle through some British bad guys that have, and bad girls that have graced for silver screen. So you got George Sanders, who played Shere Khan. He's got a great voice. That is a fantastic voice. Tom Hiddleston played Loki. Alan Rickman. Let's take a moment here. The Sheriff of Nottingham. Hans Gruber. Snape. He was a fantastic British bad guy.
Yeah.
Christopher Lee is Saruman. Anthony Hopkins was Hannibal Lecter. Ralph Fiennes in Bruges and He Who Can't Be Named. Jeremy Irons, as we said, did Scar and Die Hard 3. Ian Holm in Alien.
Oh, that's a good inclusion. I hadn't thought about that as a because he's not initially a villain, is he, particularly?
No, but no. Yeah. But he plays the cold robot character incredibly well.
Ah, she's a goddamn robot.
Mother! You bitch! It's not all about the gents, though. Lena Headey was Cersei Lannister.
Yep. She's very cold, calculating villain.
Also, you've got Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl. That's a stellar performance. She's fantastic.
Does she play a Brit in that?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it might be a mid-Atlantic accent.
Okay.
I don't know. If anyone knows out there, feel free to correct us. Ben Kingsley in Sexy Beast. That's a great film. Helena Bonham Carter, Bellatrix, or the Queen of Hearts. Yeah, and it's always in a sort of very received pronunciation, Queen Standard English, kind of British that none of us really speak. It's that or they like pick an accent, which obviously to the rest of the world, if you get like a slightly niche accent, like a Liverpudlian, it probably sounds quite entertaining to them. They have no idea where that person is from, but they're British. Just lumped under the umbrella of Britishness. Or they're very London, but a kind of London that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, I often find that you get... It kind of works on a class basis as well. So sometimes you might get a dragon, as we spoke about before, who's a, you know, he's the muscle, he's the henchman. He might have a very strong Cockney British accent. And then
that kind of denotes a lower class, doesn't it? Sort of like a more working class fighter, sort of rough and tough, kind of like the craze, a sort of a gangster sort of a vibe.
Yeah, so I mean, looking down that list, I mean, I'm pretty sure Voldemort has some Cockney sounding...
Doesn't he just speak like this?
Death Eater henchman. And then obviously Ralph Fiennes has got a...
rasping sort of snake voice.
A very highbrow Britishness to him.
I guess the most sophisticated the villain, the sort of better spoken they are.
It gives the idea that they're more calculating, they have a plan.
A classiness, maybe like a charisma. Maybe something like it's harking back to almost like a colonial past that America wishes it has but doesn't. It's like a lack of identity thing almost.
Yeah, probably. Obviously, we are the old enemy.
Watto, those limeys.
Yeah, the red coats. We're sat here in our red and our tights.
We are. We're in character today.
Yeah, it's really interesting that often as well, even when the characters being played aren't British, sometimes they will have a British sounding accent. You know, I've seen Germans before being played
with an inflection. Yeah, with what you mean,
a British inflection. Yeah. One great example looking at voice acting I've seen is I know the Joker is seen as one of the great villains of of media. However, Mark Hamill's version of the Joker, have you ever heard it?
No.
It is...
Oh, he's not the Joker in Batman the Animated Series, is he?
He is, yeah.
Which is fantastic.
And he has this weird sort of transatlantic inflection. It's American. It's an American accent, but it's this kind of 20s transatlantic, which is quite fashionable at the time. You know, he goes on an old sport, an old boy, and calling people things like that. It's... It creates quite a sinister but fun, lively tone
so
to it.
Sort of like Britishisms sort of intertwined into an American twang.
Definitely. So the list that we've got here, you know, Christopher Lee, an institution as in things like Dracula as well.
Yeah, yeah. And where he cut his teeth.
Where he had a nice.
Thank you.
And he had work doing that, and I'm pretty sure he was very British in that. I'm pretty sure he didn't put in any sort of
no, but also it's not just the sort of, I guess we've tumbled down a rabbit hole here of like focusing on the Britishness, and that is definitely an aspect with Scar being, you know, Jeremy Irons.
This is Star at Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones and sharp immortal actor Sean Bean, and you're listening to Trope Stormers. You bastards. Subscribe and join Jim and Chris for more tea breaks.
And find us on Twitter and Facebook at Trope Stormers, and get in touch with the podcast at tropestormers@gmail.com.